First and foremost, tell me a little bit about the background behind your story and how you got involved with this effort of combating the opioid crisis in rural America.
Well, it sort of came in as kind of a unique way. First of all, I have a sister who works in law enforcement in northern Minnesota, and she's been dealing with the opiate issue up on the Red Lake Indian Reservation in her area of Bemidji for a while. And then just through stories from family members and people that I know that have had to deal with heroin overdoses or opiate overdoses, which we never want to hear. And then I thought it would be really interesting to have a panel at the National Health and Safety Conference that actually talked about opiates and what we're seeing in our rural America, in our farming communities about opiates and the abuse and addicts and overdoses, which really sort of started the ball rolling. That actually coincided with some work that the American Farm Bureau was doing with the National Farmers Union on the creation of the FarmTownStrong.org website and bringing resources to farmers and ranchers across the nation about the opiate crisis. So one thing kind of led to another, but that really allowed us kind of some tools to tell a better story about the opiate crisis.
Tell me more about those resources and information that has been started in the state of Minnesota as a result of these efforts.
Okay, so when we had the opportunity to really dive into the FarmTownStrong.org website, we saw that there were a lot of statistical information in there that talked about the crisis, and some of those things were 3 out of 4 farmers could access opiates without a prescription. The percentages, 67% felt that with education and, a high percentage as well, thought that by reducing the stigma associated with opiate addiction that we could actually help in our area. So we saw this as indicators that we could do some work on this issue. We look at it as a farm safety issue, keeping our rural communities healthy and safe, that those numbers could help us tell a story. And along with that, they provided resources to help with recovery centers, where we could take back our prescription drugs. All that was built into their website that really allowed us the tool to take out, tell a story, but not only tell the story, but provide them with resources that they could help if they're facing this issue in their homes.
And so I know one question that you got from the crowd was, well, what are the signs and symptoms of somebody who is abusing an opioid?
Oftentimes, early opiate addiction is hidden pretty well. You don't really oftentimes know that somebody is dealing with an opiate addiction. And those opiate addictions can be our sons or daughters, our moms. We often hear somebody who had their wisdom teeth taken out and now they have an opiate addiction that actually led into a heroin addiction. It only takes 5 days to be addicted to opiates. That's what research is showing us. So there are other things besides, that it's hidden, but oftentimes you see changes in personality. You see highs and lows. They stay up really late at night and then sleep through their day, so their sleep is impacted, and we all know how important sleep is. And then oftentimes some of those next indicators are stealing, theft from your homes. They are stealing things to sell in order to purchase illegal street drugs.
Bring in our conversation full circle, Ruth. What do farmers and ranchers need to know to help with your efforts?
Well, what they really need to know is, first of all, that resources are available to you. Oftentimes alcohol addiction, drug addiction, mental health and rural resiliency are often closed-door, quiet conversations that nobody has. Oftentimes they only have those conversations with themselves. It's okay. There is help out there for you. Seek it out. Have those conversations with people that you love. There is nothing shameful in that. It happens. It happens. Know that those people that love and care for you want to help you. The last thing they want to do is host a funeral for a family member that they love dearly. So know that resources are available. Have conversations. There's a plethora of hotlines that people can use if they need to in their own privacy of their homes. They can have intimate conversations with people that are there willing to help them through whatever issue and be able to provide resources to help with recovery. Again, I'll say it again, farmtownstrong.org is one of those websites that will direct you in numerous ways. So my best advice is to reach out and find resources that will help you.